Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, continues to promote energy diversification and the incorporation of renewables into the country's energy mix, taking its message to schools through the School's Energy Program Science Competition. The competition saw 25 schools presenting their projects to the PCJ in April and will result in one school walking away with a prize of a $750,000 grant in June for the implementation of their project. This under the guidance and supervision of the PCJ's Renewable Energy and Energy Efficiency Department.
One of the goals of the National Energy Policy is for the public to be informed about energy efficiency and conservation, and that facet of it falls to the PCJ. In our public education thrust, a major target group is the country's youth. We want to inculcate positive energy behaviors in the young people in our country, and the school's energy program is our major vehicle for reaching this target group.
Manager of Corporate Affairs and Communication at the PCJ, Camille Taylor. For the competition, students were asked to identify the most optimum natural resource that could be used to generate renewable energy at their school, such as solar, wind, hydro, and biomass. The natural resource selected by the teams must be the most practical one that can be converted into energy to be used in a current building or high energy usage system at their school.
Last year, we introduced an exciting new element where the winning schools were able to receive a grant of $500,000 to actually implement an energy efficiency or renewable energy project at their school. So we saw Campion College and Herbert Morrison High School implementing projects which will be up and running for the new academic year in September.
From the competition, the students developed a greater understanding of the need for energy-efficient products, technologies, and practices at school and at home. Ms. Taylor adds that it also allowed them to develop an appreciation for energy efficiency and conservation, while giving them an outlet to apply their creativity.
You know, the youth have a way of tackling problems from a different angle than those of us more mature, seasoned decision makers, so we welcome the innovation.
The competition allowed each school to enter a maximum of two teams in the age categories 9 to 12, 13 to 15, and 16 to 19 years, with each team having no more than four members. Teams from the various schools entered models with windmills, solar panels, and biogas conversions. For example, Cedric Titus High School's team displayed a biodigester, which they intend to operate using animal waste. According to the members, the plan is to use the biogas to generate electricity in an attempt to reduce the school's electricity bill. St. Mary High School students also displayed a biodigester, which they propose to operate using the waste from the pigs in the school's piggery to make biogas. The team explains that they intend to use water and the waste on the farm, while the gas will be used in the kitchen. This, they say, is expected to cut the cost of the school's electricity by 50% each year. Portmorent Primary and Junior High School entered the competition by proposing the use of wind turbines in an effort to cut their electricity bill by 50%. Student of the school, Romeo Bryan, explains that the project was chosen because of the school's geographical location, a quarter of a mile away from the sea.
Our computer, we use a lot of energy, a lot of electrical devices in there. So if we use the turbines, we can power these things and cut down on our electricity bill by about 50% or less.
In addition to the main prize, which will be awarded to the school with a team in the 16 to 19 age category, $200,000 will be awarded to the members of the winning team, $160,000 for the team in second place, and $120,000 for the team in third place.
Want to see amazing Jamaican art? Visit the 2017 Jamaica Visual Arts National Exhibition at the Jamaica Conference Center, downtown Kingston, May 7 to August 18, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday to Friday. You will be amazed by the paintings, sculpture, ceramics, and drawings. Admission free, so stop by with a friend and walk the halls and even purchase a piece of art. Sponsored by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Jamaica Conference Center, and KSAMC, a Jamaica 55 event.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.